Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Today, a lot of you guys have asked me about investigating techniques and investigating concepts in watchmaking and how that can relate to you guys. Today, we're going to go over how to investigate essentially how us watchmakers investigate a water damage on a watch, whether it's a micro or local issue or if it's a macro global issue. All right, so first things first, you want to understand if when I want to define what I mean when I say micro or local issue. When I say that, it's when we generally get a watch that's water damaged, we try to identify if it was something caused by the user or if it was something that was caused by the watchmaker. When I say local or micro issue, generally we're talking about things that happen around the crown. We're talking about things that happen around the crystal or the bezel, pushers on the chronograph or crown tube. Generally anything that can indicate something that happened at a local issue or happened at a user issue. Generally micro and local issues are user related errors. So let me give you a perfect example before I lose you guys. For example, let's say a customer leaves a crown open and water gets in from the crown. We can tell that water came in from the crown because then when the water starts pooling into the watch, the residuals of the water, you'll see most of the water pooled on that side more so than the other side. When rust starts building up, you can visibly see the rust forming around the entry or around the location of where the water entered the watch. So let's say, sticking with the example, if the crown was left open, if water came in through the crown, you're going to see rust around the entry of the crown in the movement. So the stem will probably have a shit ton of rust. The stem canal inside the movement will have a lot of rust. Most of the time, because the canal is connected both dial and movement side, you'll see the rust on both the movement and dial side surrounding the stem. So when I say local issues, we're talking about is the location of the rust or is the location of the water pulled into a condensed spot, condensed location, a local area. It's not right now spread throughout into a global aspect. It's still inside a local area in that watch. So that's what I mean when I say local issue. When I say micro issue, it's in the sense that is it small? You know, is it big? Because if it leaked, if the entire watch failed completely, the whole watch is flooded, right? So that now we're looking at a macro picture. So to explain what a macro issue or a global issue is, if the watch itself generally did not pass water resistant, right? So this is the watchmaker's fault. So if it was identified, if a watch was identified as a local or micro issue, it would be considered a user related error. So that means that's generally not covered under warranty because user error at that point. You know, maybe the customer used the crown in the water, maybe the customer used a chronograph in the water, maybe the customer had impact in the water. Generally we can tell. If the watch generally failed water resistance at a macro level, at a global aspect level, that means everything in that watch was compromised. It could have been the crystal, could have been the crown, could have been the case back, could have been the bezel, could have been anything. That's considered a macro issue. When we're saying macro issue, when the watch gets flooded with the water, we're talking about rust buildup and water buildup in areas of the watch where it's visibly known to have multiple entry levels. So that when we look at something, we can't condense it to just one location. We realize that maybe it's entered the watch through multiple points of entry. So let's say the crystal gasket wasn't good, the crown gasket wasn't good, and the case back gasket wasn't good. When we visibly inspect the watch after water damage, maybe if we can identify that there were more than one points of entry, that's how we know that the water originally failed. That's how we know the watch originally failed water resistance. At that rate, it should be covered under warranty because it was a watchmaker related issue. Hopefully this makes sense. I thought you guys might enjoy that. In today's post, today is May 24th. I posted a couple pictures on Instagram and Facebook of a series of an example of a local issue. You can visibly see rust buildup at the stem canal into the movement side. And you can visibly see that it worked its way around in a local issue, not in a global picture. Hopefully this helps. I thought this would interest a lot of you guys since summertime is coming up And this is something that you guys should probably know and should probably be very, very careful of, as water damage is one of the biggest watch related repairs in the summertime for watchmakers. So having said that, hope you guys enjoy today's podcast. I try to keep today's podcast very, very simple. Hopefully this is good enough for you guys. If you guys have any specific topics you guys want me to cover, I enjoyed all the feedback. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate you guys for listening. If you guys haven't checked out the YouTube video, I would check out the YouTube videos. I recently just did a Rolex date dress breakdown. I would look for that. If you guys haven't subscribed yet, or if you guys haven't left a review, please do so. Other than that, have a great day and take care.